Blessed are those who mourn, who wail, lament, and cry out loud. According to those in the know, the Greek word used in this phrase to describe mourning is the strongest in the Greek language. It signifies the devastating grief of a lover over the death of their dearly beloved. The experience of deep, profound, poignant, painful sorrow. There is certainly a lot of death and dying in the world for us to grieve over. While the top 20% of the world's population have more than 80% of the world's total income and live lives of unparalleled luxury, the bottom 20% of the world's population try to live on less than 1.5% of the world's income and are condemned to live their lives characterized by cycles of deprivation and despair. Because they cannot access their fair share of the world's income, many in desperation sell their labour for a pittance. More than 250 million children work for as little as 25 cents a day. As a last resort, many of them even have to sell their bodies. And more than a million children are forced into prostitution every year. Millions of children under the age of 15 are developing HIV and dying of AIDS. And more than 25,000 die unnecessarily from easily preventable causes every day, of every week, of every year. However, though there is much to grieve over, not everyone mourns the current state of the world. What we feel depends on what we see and hear. And what we see and hear depends on where we stand in the world. If we identify with the top 20% of the world's population who are well-fed and laugh, we will probably rejoice with those who rejoice. It is only if we identify with the other 80% of the world's population, especially the bottom 20% who go hungry and weep themselves to sleep, that we will actually mourn with those that mourn. Scripture suggests that God identifies with all people, both rich and poor. But God has a special place in his heart for the poor who are treated so heartlessly. When God comes in Jesus, he makes it very clear where he stands. He says, "Whatever you do to one of the least, the marginalized, the distressed, the disabled, the disadvantaged, whatever you do to them, you do it to me." God says that whenever you crush his people contemptuously, he takes it personally. It's as if you were actually crushing him, and he grieves about it deeply. He says, "My people are crushed, and I am crushed. I mourn, and horror grips me." As God's people, we are called to love the world as God loved the world. And given the state of the world, all those who love the world as God does will mourn horribly over the state of the world as God does. As we sympathize with God and empathize with our neighbors who are in pain, we'll inevitably be moved towards compassion or a deep sense of shared pain. When it comes to compassion, Jesus is our supreme example. He saw the crowds and he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. There are three phases of mourning that are associated with a compassionate response to a world in pain. The first phase is wailing or agonizing with pain, either as a victim or as one who loves the victim. Jesus wailed with Mary over the death of her brother Lazarus. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. And Jesus wept. The second phase is lamenting or analysing the pain, its tragic causes and catastrophic consequences, as the psalmist did in the Psalms of Lament. Jesus lamented over Jerusalem. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known the day that would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you on every side, and they will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls, and they will not leave one stone upon another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. The third phase is crying out loud, or criticizing the groups and organizations that are the perpetrators of pain in our society, like the prophets did, so that the public are forced to confront the issues involved. Jesus cried out loud against the merchants in the temple. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found men selling cattle, sheep and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple area, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. How dare you turn my father's house into a market?" Jesus does not bless those who are happy with the present state of affairs. He blesses those who mourn.